Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Hard Hits. We do have a very exclusive breaking news bulletin here at the Hard Hits Network. I am your host, Derek Felix, and we will be breaking this exclusive news. Yes, it takes a lot for us to do a hard-hitting exclusive, but this was just too good to pass up at 2:31 in the morning here in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. The one, the only, Robert Craze Davis is moving. That's right. Robert Craze Davis will be moving very soon. He has revealed that he will be moving somewhere to a different part of Jersey. Just imagine Robert Craze Davis leaving the mean streets of Clifton. Just picture Robert Craze Davis abandoning ship, leaving behind all the memories that he had, the great memories of Clifton, an area that was Robert Craze Davis defined. But Robert Craze Davis is leaving, and it's time for us to celebrate this move. We must celebrate the fact that he's moving. He says he's going to move closer to southern Jersey because Robert Craze Davis is to get in touch with his true roots. His true roots. That's right. He has been a loyal New Jersey Devils fan, a loyal New York Yankees fan. And now, he's always been a Buffalo Bills fan. But here is a chance for Robert Craze Davis to get a little closer to a city he's longed for, a city that Robert has always had a lot of pride in. Robert Craze Davis, Clifton, New Jersey, wants to move closer to the city of brotherly love. It's a place that Robert Craze Davis has a very close relationship with. Robert Craze Davis needs to be part of the city of brotherly love. He wants to be part of Philadelphia lore. Robert Craze Davis has a lot in common with Rocky Balboa. Just like Rocky, Robert has grinded his way. He is the grit of the Hard Hits Network. He has club meat in the packing district, and he is the intangibles of the Hard Hits Network. Can Robert Craze Davis, though, withstand the chance to actually fulfill his destiny, fulfill his lifelong dream of finally coming closer to his true allegiance of the green and white machine? That's right. I'm talking about the two-time Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. His Eagles. Robert Craze Davis on the move. Can you picture him in Lincoln Financial Field? Can you picture him over there with his Donovan McNabb jersey? Yes, Robert Craze Davis is ready to take over Philadelphia. He is ready to get closer to the Philadelphia Flyers practice facility. He is Robert Craze Davis, and he is bound for glory. That's right. Robert Craze Davis is bound for glory, just like ECW, the home, the former home of Extreme Championship Wrestling. Robert Craze Davis has logged for this. This is his opportunity to finally come clean, to finally sip on a little bit of the bubbly like Le Champion Chris Jericho of All Elite Wrestling, AEW. AEW. Robert Craze Davis has a very special relationship, not just with the Philadelphia Eagles, not just with Carson Wentz, who he considers the greatest quarterback ever, even better than Aaron Rodgers. Robert Craze Davis is now a member of Brotherly Love. And he also has a special relationship with Elaine Vigneault. That's right, AV. Robert Craze Davis is a fan. He is a devout and avid supporter of Elaine Vigneault, the former Rangers head coach who's making good over in Philadelphia, where he's got the Flyers running high with a top four seed, one of the favorites to come out of the Eastern Conference when the NHL returns, when the playoffs really get started in August. Imagine the loyalty he will feel for the AV Flyers. Oh, he'll have the towel out. The orange towel will be waved for Claude Giroux, for Sean Couturier, Kevin Purple Hayes, of Ivan Provorov, Travis Sanheim. That's right, Travis Konechny, Carter Hart. Robert Davis is ready to finally lend support to his rival, his former rival, the Philadelphia Flyers. This is just too good to pass up, the opportunity of a lifetime here for Robert Craze Davis. And I'm really glad that Robert has revealed this, because it shows that he's been showing signs of weakening. It's been during this pandemic, it's been evident. Robert Craze Davis has been weakening. You could feel the alliance, the allegiance turning. It had been weakening for a while as the Devils just fell closer to the basement, closer to the Titanic. Yes, Robert Craze Davis went into full panic mode when Jack Hughes turned out to be 12 years old and couldn't fulfill Devil's destiny. And now Robert Craze Davis embraces tanks, and you could feel this turn coming. You could feel the momentum shift to the city of brotherly love. And to join me in this beautiful ceremony that we're having about Robert Craze Davis's shift, the one and only JNF Justin Felix returning to Hard Hits for this exclusive. How are you tonight?
Hi, what's up?
Oh, I'm just dandy. I am dandy. I'm enjoying this exclusive news. This is exciting news, isn't it?
Yes.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Robert Davis wants to move closer to the southern side, south side of Jersey, so he could be closer to Lincoln Financial Field, be closer to the Eagles, his second favorite team. Why not? His second team. Great thing to happen. I mean, just wait. Wait until the Eagles and Bills clash in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be a dilemma? That's the question.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Why not? I thought that you liked the idea of Robert finally getting in touch with his true colors.
No.
What do you make of all this, Justin?
I don't know. I think it's good that he's moving.
He's getting up, but he's getting out of the mean streets of Clifton. That's his. That's
mm-hmm.
where he's been aligned. He's been the grit.
No.
He's been the grit of Hard Hits. He's been the grit of the Chat Room Brigade. Is Robert Davis going to switch allegiances officially? Will he be on the Philadelphia Flyers bandwagon or fan wagon this August?
The Blue Jackets are really facing the Flyers?
No. Right now, the Blue Jackets have to play their way in to the tournament.
That's
I mean, they're in
retarded.
The tournament. They're in the tournament, but they have to face, they have to go up in a lightning and a very enticing 8-9 matchup against the Maple Leafs, a matchup they won't be favored to win. But Robert Davis, he wants this. He wants this. He wants this. This has been Robert's dream. I think Robert's dream is something that we all share, don't we?
I guess.
How about you're a fan of Rocky, aren't you?
What?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love Rocky?
Okay.
You know, recently, like they had Rocky, they had the original Rocky on. The first Rocky is the best
awesome.
Rocky by far. It is. It's just way better.
How is Rocky IV?
You like Rocky IV where he goes to Russia?
Well, the soundtrack's Chicago. Better.
The soundtrack.
Yeah,
you know
I do like that because of the training thing that he does
sure.
there.
You know what? I'll give you that, Justin. You know the Rocky IV soundtrack is the best out of all the Rockies. I mean, so I definitely would agree with you on that.
The training thing he does in Russia.
Oh, the training thing he does in Russia is insane. That's insane. Like doing all those jogs in like the snow, and all that snow, and doing like and carrying logs around while Drago's getting injected or whatever. Inject this into my veins. I need more of it. I need more.
Right.
I don't know. It's interesting though. I mean, Robert's interesting. Like he talks about all this stuff. Then all of a sudden he reveals it this late in the evening that he's getting ready to move. I'm like, what?
Right.
Like this came out of left field. And you again were at the top of your game.
It doesn't matter.
He said he was looking at Tom's River, and you said Rob wants to live in a van. Down by Tom's River. that is classic JNF right there. I mean, right there, I mean, on top of your game right there, and that's what you bring. You know, you bring that element. That element.
Kylie said it because he linked up a Farley thing.
Huh?
Kylie said it because he linked up a Farley gift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did. But you know what? It was creative, though. It was definitely very creative.
No, I
would
never
and,
said that, though, if it wasn't put in.
Yeah, but I have to give you credit. You know, I have to give you full marks for it. I thought it was good. I thought just the way you came up with that. And, yeah, of course it was a good setup by Rob, but you get full marks for that. You know, kind of like when I did Madison's show yesterday around – what was it, around 7? We went from about 7 o'clock to about maybe 7:50. And we did the bracket. We did one of the brackets of pain. That was actually pretty interesting. Since I have you on, I'll tell you a little bit about it.
I know about it already.
Oh wait, you listened to it?
No, but it was in the chat. I know about it.
Yeah, but I didn't exactly reveal the surprise. Something that I surprised myself with by having this one
thing advanced that I didn't think would advance. That Madison certainly didn't think it would advance that far. But I actually took Odell Beckham, the Odell Beckham trade, through two rounds. Because and maybe it was just rethinking
what's
things.
What's so painful about that?
It's not so much that it was painful. I just felt like when I looked at what it was up against, like...
No, what's so painful about the Odell Beckham trade is that it has to be listed there.
It's not so much that it's painful. She had it up against the 2018 Red Sox winning the World
Series. It was hers.
Yes. She had it up against the 2018 Red Sox winning the World Series. See, I couldn't care less about the Red Sox winning that World Series because they had already won three times. But I could see why. I knew she would have that over the Odell Beckham trade because Odell Beckham proved me correct by basically being an enigma and a fraud. So, but the reason I advanced Odell, I was looking at it from a football perspective that this guy has all the talent in the world. He could have been the greatest Giants receiver, and he could have been one of the great receivers if he wanted it. And instead, it hurt the Giants, and he hurt the Giants. So that's how I look. Got me. All right, I got another call here on our hotline. Hard Hits. You are on live with Flex and Jane out.
Dude, you smell and your mom dresses you funny. I'm out later.
What the hell? He's up. He's so nuts. Oh, God. Come on, mom. Rob, I guess I poked the bear right there. I poked the bear and that was pretty good though. You know what it is? See, if he had just been normal, you know, been like a normal, I was, Rob, now Rob's pretending, I don't know nothing, I was sleeping. He's so nuts, so insane. That's Rob, though. That's a classic Rob thing right there. Your mom, that's your funny, you know? Oh, no. Oh, man. See if I what if I didn't do this special bulletin program? We wouldn't have that element of surprise right there. Yeah, I've got an element of surprise for you, Justin. Would you like me to reveal it?
What?
I got an element of surprise. I'm only gonna play a portion of it. Because this is a short live show.
Is it a theme song?
It's got something to do with wrestling, actually. It's your hint.
It's a theme song, so it's probably a Midnight Express theme.
No, it is actually a different theme song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to play about 30 seconds of it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Look, it's too long.
Well, I have a little bit of an issue, like, moving the volume down on these things, so I'll have to work on that. Yeah, it is loud. But you know what I should have done? I should have just gone to break so you could listen to it, and then we could have come back. That would have made more sense. So, I think it's pretty good. Just the idea of Rob actually moving. And the whole thing with Odell is just that I guess I just looked at him as a huge disappointment. That's what it is. So it wasn't so much that it was this paint, it was like it was this bitter thing or whatever. It's like they signed him to like a complete idiot, and I just looked at the matchups and I just decided to advance him twice in Madison's bracket of pain. It was very surprising. So I actually did advance him.
Right.
So, would you like to know what was the one that I really, the one moment in this bracket that really stung me the most?
What's that?
For
you?
You know what? I'll tell you what it is. It looks like Rob might be calling back. I don't even know what he's going to say. Okay,
listen, I had to slip the operator a 40 in order to let me back into this phone call. But I just wanted to know if this was a Robbie slam room. What's going on with that?
We're not slamming you, actually.
We didn't talk about you, to be honest.
Actually,
oh, man.
I mean, look, I talked about
I
you for the first 10 for the first segment because I thought it was pretty newsworthy.
I made sure he didn't, Rob. I made sure he didn't. I made sure he didn't talk about you.
That's what's up.
I interfered with the status quo.
Okay. Well, I just want to reiterate that I am not a Eagles or a Flyers fan at all. Just letting that be known.
I just want to ask you one question, okay? And you could answer it honestly and candidly, because I think you have friends that, you know, are Eagles fans. Were you a little bit happy for the Eagles fans when they won that Super Bowl?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Did you
congratulate them? The Patriots. They beat the Patriots. Why wouldn't I be happy?
Even me, who's a Giants fan, was pulling for the Eagles. You can believe that. I mean,
I don't believe. I'm going to call tomfoolery on this.
Stay it up.
Tomfoolery is being pulled on this.
I mean, I'm not
listen.
Lying. I mean,
All due respect to your brother. He's your brother. He's going to lie for you.
I'm not lying for him.
This is tomfoolery. I am being hoodwinked and boozled.
Robbie, what
do
you know what I was going for?
What's that?
You want to know who I was going for that Super Bowl?
Who?
No one. This was my mentality going into it. You ready? So, like, if the Patriots had won again, if they beat the Eagles, I wouldn't have cared because they already won, like, a million times before that. And if the Eagles had won, I wouldn't have cared either because, like, you know, they would have beat the Patriots.
That makes sense.
Which
I get that. That I believe.
You know what? The best-case scenario, and even though I basically rooted for the lesser of two evils, and I like the whole Nick Foles story, as you know. You know I'm a big fan of Nicholas Foles. And the Super Bowl MVP is gonna give a great run for the Bears and take over from mediocre Mitch in Chicago and turn things around.
Oh, boy.
But I was rooting for a blackout. I was hoping that, you know, there would just be a blackout and there would be no game.
I was hoping we'd get canceled the game somehow.
Hey, if there was a COVID-19 epidemic,
you said you were rooting for a blackout. I didn't say that.
If there was a COVID-19 pandemic,
news,
the game wouldn't have been played. Can you imagine if, like, this pandemic, like, struck, like, in January and there was no Super Bowl? What would they have done? What would Jeff have done?
That would be great.
Hey, Rob, do you think they would have played the Super Bowl, like, in April or May or whatever?
If what?
If this coronavirus had come in January and it paused everything, like, do you think the NFL would have had a Super Bowl in, like, the spring or summer?
I think they would have eventually played it. I think, yeah, because it's too much of a moneymaker for them not to.
Yeah. You know what? You just said everything. And by the way,
no, we need our Super Bowl.
JNF is giving you the credit for it because you linked up the picture of Chris Farley, but I thought JNF's line that he had there about Tom's River, about you want to live in a van down by Tom's River, that was vintage JNF right there. There you go. You set it up.
What is it, Michael Cole?
There you go.
Yep. It was a good punchline. It was a good punchline. But JNF
yeah, but
does
I never
not want
said
any
that
credit.
If Rob never really thought that Chris Farley thing.
You know, but you are surprised though that I had Odell Beckham advancing at Madison's bracket of pain because I couldn't stand
him. I am because I'm still trying to understand how that's painful.
I know.
Because
I thought it was Derek. Hey, Rob, I thought it was Derek's bracket of pain first, and I asked him why was that painful.
No, she had them. She had them against the 2018 Red Sox winning the World Series, and I couldn't care less.
The Red Sox are already won by that point anyway.
Can I be honest with you? I don't remember the Red Sox winning the World Series in 2018. Like, that's how much I don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't care about it either, to be honest.
Yeah, Madison's a little different, and the Red Sox did beat the Yankees after the Yankees got the split, and we were all thinking, and we all had thoughts, hey, they got the split, they got the next two games at the stadium, and then what happened? They got totally shut down. And it was disappointing. It was pretty disappointing. Until the ninth inning. Oh, God. That's right. Didn't what's-his-name almost hit a home run? Sanchez almost did. Was it would have tied the game or won the game?
It would have won the game. No, it might have. I think it would have tied the game.
It would have tied.
It was on
I
the
believe.
Warning track, wasn't it? Was it? What was it, like about eight, nine? Was it 9, 10 feet?
You know
maybe?
What? As soon as it was hit, I thought it had a chance, but I knew it wasn't going to get out because it was like it didn't really have that like pop to it. Would.
I agree with you. I remember when he hit that.
If that got out, it would have been a typical Yankee Stadium home run. But I never thought it was getting out at any point.
My first thought was. I had some excitement, but it was kind of a guarded excitement because
I
was watching the way it was traveling. I just didn't think it would get out, and sure enough, it didn't. But at least he actually made contact with the ball, like Aaron Judge and Jacarl Stanton in that series. They couldn't
Aaron
do
just got on base. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's
he let up the
innings
with a single.
Yeah, but both him and Stanton came up pretty.
Listen,
small
this
series.
Is the it's the 2010 Yankees. It's the curse of Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Trashman. So,
you know what's sad? That Hank Steinbrenner is no longer around. He passed away. He was sick. So no more
no.
Hank Steinbrenner. So my
nope,
number
you just get cheap Hal.
My number one pain moment in the Madison bracket, you know what it was?
What's
it
that?
It was Eli getting benched for that Jets reject. That stuck in my head.
Oh, come on.
I took that over Zion Williamson, over the Knicks losing out on Zion. And speaking of that, we have an NBA expert who has decided to join
us
for this party.
The last shot.
He is. He's a legend. He is a character of biblical proportions. The one,
biblical,
the only
Bible?
Mr. Disney himself, Dan the Man Wheeler. Mr. Dan Wheeler, you are here. And thank you for gracing us.
You are here, be here.
It is I, the Shockmaster, and I'm here with Dustin Phoenix.
Oh, wait, come on, Dan. It sounds like you're like choking on food there with the Shockmaster voice.
I'm here to shock the WCW.
Is he trying to be the Shockmaster?
No, he's
yes,
not.
I am. I am the Shockmaster. You will bow down for me.
Hey, Dan, you sound like Ollie Anderson voice. Then he did the Black Scorpion and Shockmaster.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
And Dr. Claw.
Can I just ask why? What convinced Art? Oh, God, I can't believe it. What convinced Ollie Anderson to do that? It was just awful.
I don't
so
know.
Bad.
Ollie Anderson does whatever he wants, whenever he wants, Chico.
You know what? I think that Black Scorpion was worse because I was rewatching it. I was actually rewatching like one of the things, And this was one where they had Sting in the ring. And all of a sudden, like the out of nowhere, the Black Scorpion appeared. The Black Scorpion kind of tripped over something, and his mask momentarily fell off.
That was the shock mask, Derek.
Was it? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why did they
do
that?
Man, oh, man, everyone. I'm going to show now. I'm Jeff Hursler. Just in case anybody wants to know who I am.
I haven't heard the Jeff Bachelor impersonation in a long time. Remember I used to say it sounded like Foghorn Leghorn?
Man, oh man. Let me tell you something. Foghorn Leghorn doesn't sound anything like this, man. Foghorn Leghorn has more of a deeper voice. I got another impersonation that'll make you laugh in 5 minutes. And it'll sound like Foghorn Leghorn.
I do have to ask Rob this one question, though. Tell me this.
What?
Are you going to be pulling for the Blue Jackets to beat the Maple Leafs just so they can get a crack at the AV Flyers?
I am not going to ever pull for the Blue Jackets. But if it happens, I am definitely will pull for the Flyers in that series. But that will be the only time I root for the Flyers.
I don't know. I'm not convinced here. I mean, you say that you're a blue seat supporter now. I mean, you are the blue seat supporter.
No.
I mean, can I believe you on this? I mean, are you really pledging allegiance to the blue shirts?
Wait, I thought you said the Blue Jackets will face the Lightning if they get by the Maple Leafs.
No, they're the 8-9.
Didn't you say that to me before?
No, they're the 8-9, so there's no way they could face the Lightning. Like, unless they're the lowest seed left, and the Lightning aren't the highest seed left.
Listen, my focus, to answer your question, my focus is on supporting my friend's team. So I'm going to pull for the Rangers to win the cup.
The idea,
I support my friend.
This idea that you, Brian, and JPG, out of all people, are supporting the Rangers is the most insane.
We are Garden faithful.
Dan,
we are
Dan,
the Garden
faithful. You have a rooting interest in this, Dan. You have the Lightning.
Well, let me tell you the voice that, Justin thinks sounds like Foghorn Leghorn. And it's the Southern man. It's the Southern man is back, man. And let me tell you something. I said, Foghorn Leghorn.
What?
Right now, I don't think Dan Wheeler is with us.
What?
We have somebody else on the line, obviously.
I don't know.
Oh, by the way. Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Just a reminder. The John Theodorio Made in Taiwan press conference is tomorrow.
I'm going to show, I'm going to talk about John all night, even though he's not on the show, and he's not going to listen to it, but I'm going to make it known to my one follower that's listening tonight.
My world.
Oh, God.
Who are the Lightning playing?
The Lightning have to wait and see who they play, Justin, just like the Flyers.
I get that. Who would they get, though, with, you don't know yet?
They're going to get Dean Smith.
No, I have no clue how it works. Maybe it's just a straight reseed because, like, they're seeded from 1 to 16. So I'm thinking maybe. You know, what happens if the Penguins, like, lose to the Montreal Canadiens and they wind up winning the draft lottery? Do we, like, riot?
Wait a second. Let's make one thing very perfectly clear before we get into that conversation. There is one team that's going to win the draft lottery, and it's going to be the New Jersey Devils. Thank you. That is all.
They've already won it twice.
Well, they're going to win it three times. The third time is the charm, Justin. The third time is the charm. Only New Jersey can win it. Third time
I know you're
everybody else
Mark
is going
Miller
down.
There,
Yeah,
you're quoting Mark Miller there, right?
I don't think Goheater is not like
Gary.
A 70-point
guy. You're going down. The draft lottery is going down, guys. It's going down. There's only New Jersey.
Have we confirmed yet whether or not Jack Hughes is 12 yet, or is he older than 12?
He's 13 this year. He turns 13.
Well, lucky 13. Here we go.
He got Bar Mitzvahed?
Yes. He is now, you know.
Wait a
second. So are you saying Jack Hughes has the Derek Felix-itis where he looks like 30, but he's 50?
What? I think Derek always looks younger than you because I don't know.
Jack Hughes does look really young. He does. He only does look like he's like 15 years old.
So he does. I mean,
happy 50th birthday, Derek.
I'm 43 years old, man.
Oh,
and sometimes I'll feel like
fart.
A damn it. I feel
God,
like a
you're
damn
so
it.
Old.
Oh, I mean, when they show these Rangers games for like 1992, I'm like, really, man?
1992? You're watching Rangers games in 1937. Who are you kidding?
I guess he was. Oh, fart.
I know what you're doing right now.
You aren't watching the Rangers games. You were listening to it on the radio.
Transistor.
Yeah, I'm now related to Stan Fischer. I mean, I did intern for the guy, and so maybe I'm related to him. So it's possible. I think possibility.
I feel like Stan Fischer's been senile for a very long time.
He lives in Israel now.
He does?
Oh, yeah, with his family. He moved there.
I'll show you Israel.
He still tweets all about hockey. Dan Fischler gets around. He may be like 86 or 87 years old. That's Dan Fischler. You cannot stop Dan Fischler. Hey, Rob.
What? What's up?
Dan Fischler turned 88 years old at the end of March. Wow. Damn.
You wanted to ask Rob something?
No, I was just telling him that Stan's 88. 88?
Oh. That's
Derek,
it?
You've gone 5 minutes without mentioning John. You need to mention John now. Hey, guys, this is John. John's my lover. I love him. Jesus.
What?
I don't even know what to think about that. But okay.
I don't know what to you are.
Pink Floyd, motherfucker. Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I think that.
Take you and Pink Floyd.
Take me.
This Pink Floyd thing
are
is...
Are we in overtime?
Well, we're not in regular time. I can tell you that right now. We're in abnormal time.
Listen, we are in whatever time we want to be. We got to talk turkey with Ted Turner, man.
You want to
talk
turkey?
We
could talk about turkey and how a serving of turkey and cranberry sauce
out. Understand, when I say we talk turkey, I say we talk the gold and the De Niro, man. Not actually turkey. I will carve the only turkey that you will talk about is I will carve you up.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, Chico, the other turkey that we talk about, the time when Derek had the turkey on Thanksgiving, where
when Derek
got puckered out just as the Bills were starting to win.
Oh, man. Derek fell asleep because he had the tryptophan in the turkey only when Dallas started to lose, man. What kind of friend is that, Chico? But when the Bills started to win, Derek got sleepy, man. No, not on my time, Chico. Not once, not never.
Power bottom for
nobody
the table,
does
Razor.
That God. To Western New York.
Power bottom for the table. Touch to the gut.
Nobody, Chico, jacks us around.
Punch to the gut.
punch to
and Big Kev, Big Kev will powerbomb you. Big Kev will powerbomb you through your Thanksgiving table, right through your yams, Chico.
Right through your yams. Oh, man. Yeah, I was going to say something about that.
Put some respect on the Buffalo Bills.
Do the Bills and do the Bills and Eagles play this year?
No, they played last year.
Ah, damn. I was hoping that you'd be in Lincoln Financial.
For
Bills.
Oh, man.
I thought you were asking for a Bills-Eagles Super Bowl.
No, I don't want to see a Bills-Eagles Super Bowl.
See?
Click this?
See, there
what?
It is. There it is.
I know. I don't want to see a Bills-Eagles Super Bowl. I don't want to see it.
Wait a second. Why don't you want to see a Bills versus Eagles Super Bowl? I'm very
Because the Eagles already made and won a Super Bowl, they don't need to make another one. The Bills haven't won a Super Bowl, so I would like to see them face somebody who hasn't won a Super Bowl. You know
I got a question.
Like
I got a question for Rob. I'm going
to
straighten this out right now. I'm going to have a straight answer from Rob right now. You ready?
What is it? What's up?
All right, if the Bills could only make the Super Bowl and they faced the Eagles this year, would you sign up for it?
Yeah, of course.
So, there you go.
Yeah, but I don't want to see that Super Bowl. Like, if I wanted, if I could pick a team for the Bills to play in the Super Bowl, it would be Minnesota.
You know
I
what?
It would be Kansas City. Oh, wait, that's AFC. Never mind.
It's both AFC.
If I had an opponent for the Bills to play in the Super Bowl, it would be the Eagles because they have Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz can't win the big game.
I think I think the Buffalo Bills need to play the Eagles because they need to lose in the Super Bowl to every fucking team in the NFC East.
Who is this Jay Brown saying this? Not cool.
I know what Dan's trying to do.
You say that about my team, I will put you to sleep, Chico, like Derek on Thanksgiving.
I'm really fucking sleeping, man.
Yeah, you were. You were definitely sleeping.
That's a big ass sleep right there.
What?
This.
Yes, that is.
Derek Jeter would have left New York City if the Yankees lost to the Mets in the 2000 World Series.
What?
Derek Jeter would have left New York City if the Yankees lost to the Mets in the 2000 World Series. That's interesting. I don't think I'd buy it. He would have lived in New York City. He would have actually left Manhattan area.
You know, in baseball with Derek, it's kind of like a rigged game because he has a vested interest in every fucking team, so he rigged the system.
You can't lose. It's the core Major League Baseball. That's it. It's every team, literally.
You know what's great?
Actually,
this
that's
originally
not true.
Started.
Not
this originally started because JPG said some interesting things, and so I decided to play a little
5 minute
game. Shameless plug for John again. Shameless plug.
I decided 5 minute to play
JPG
a game.
Plug.
I decided to play a game. JPG didn't think the Royal Crown was good enough. He was wrong about that. JPG didn't think that the Mets had any chance to beat the Cubs because the Cubs won every single game in that regular season series. And I told them that didn't mean anything. So I played a game. Here's the bottom line.
Pirates.
Do you think Giudoria is happier that the Royals beat the Mets, or do you think it's the other way around? Or do you think he wishes that the Royals or the Mets couldn't have played the World Series? Something weird would have happened, like an earthquake.
So let's go with one of these options. Number one, John only does this stuff because it fucking gives you a reaction. And the fact that years later you're still bringing up this bullshit means he wins.
Nope. He doesn't win. He thinks I was anti-Cubs. And I wasn't anti-Cubs. Never anti-Cubs.
Do you think John gives a shit about you bringing this up right now? No, he's having his fucking life right now.
Get out of here. I mean, look at how riled up he still gets when I mention anything that has to do with the Chicago Bulls. I mean, he is the most angry sports fan that I've ever seen. He's unbelievable.
Except for
the number one anchor fan. Your teams have won. Rob, how many Super Bowls has the Giants won in his lifetime?
Four
fucking Super Bowls, and it's not enough.
Wait a second. What did I say that I needed another Super Bowl? I never said that.
You always need more. Give me more.
Is that the Shockmaster? Huh?
You know, the Shockmaster is back.
Hey, Dan, you want to hear something funny? One time when Brian did a show in the past, like years ago, I was going to talk like that. I was going to talk like Dr. Claw the whole show. But he didn't wind up doing the show that particular night, so I never wound up doing it. I wonder how bad it would have been for my voice if I did that.
You missed your opportunity.
I can hear it's been bad on your voice, too.
Dr. Claw, I'll get you next time.
I got
Gadget. Next time, Gadget. I'll get you next time, Gadget.
I'll get you, Gadget.
Derek, stop scaring everybody with your real voice. Jesus.
Dan, don't turn into George Brew, all right? I don't need Vegas Brew on Friday morning when we have the show.
You're getting all jacked up about the Vegas Brew thing, and you have every obsession on the of the world in basketball and in baseball. You have every obsession, and you dare would say that you would trade places with fucking Charlotte Hornets over the catered Knicks. I don't want to hear this.
I don't think
shit.
They're catered right
what,
now.
Wait a second. What is catered
they
about?
They haven't been
wait
catered
a
for 20
second.
Years.
What are you talking about?
The
they
catered,
traded away Kristaps Porzingis for garbage.
You'd rather be a Suns fan? You'd rather be a Hornets fan?
The Suns are actually not that far from Pacific. They still have a roster. They're not that far. The Knicks are a zillion miles away right now from competing. So I have to see what Leon Rose is going to do.
Here, Derek, this is the beauty of the teams like the Suns and the Hornets. Is that
do you want
by the
shut
time they by the time these guys that they actually draft actually click and do something, their ass is going to be gone and they're going to go to the big market teams. New York's just going to go save
it's
up.
Not
going to
be the Knicks.
It's not going to be the Knicks.
Dan, have you not been paying attention? Like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving wanted no part of
the Knicks. In New York. The book guy.
Nobody wants to come to the Knicks, except for like Todd Gibson. I mean, really, and like a bunch of other stiffs. I mean, really.
So if they're able to give out two max contracts, nobody's going to go there to go to fucking and live
in
fucking New York.
There's only two players that came here. Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony who wants the Knicks and
Mark
no one gave up
Anthony.
A lot to get him. That was it. Those are the only two players that came to the Knicks that were in their prime.
Car Zero.
And
the
Lars Sotomayor track was a disaster.
And
the only two of those that came there came the last time the New York Knicks sold out their team so they could have cap room so they could sign two players to their max contracts. So it'll just happen again.
It won't happen.
I don't know where he wants to go to the front.
Where do you get sloppy seconds? Like secondary free agents. Like,
yeah, I'm sure a lot of free agents want to play for Tom Thibodeau if they hire him. Oh God.
In fairness, I will just say this: Derek does have a point because I remember. I don't know if he'll ever be the same player again. But Kevin Durant purposely said that the reason he didn't go to the Knicks is because he didn't trust their management or their owner.
Whoa. Right.
He didn't trust.
I thought he would have came if he never
right.
got injured at the Achilles heel, though.
But guys, Dolan is such a great guy. He is such a saint, and everything that he does is perfect. So
who's
yeah, you get Dolan,
like
and I get Michael fucking Jordan.
Well, I thought
That's
Jordan
great.
Was like selling the team or something. Was he?
I wish he was. No, he's. He's
no,
got
no,
full
no.
Control.
I'm
the team.
He does, no. I heard like some. There's going to be guys that have going to have 50%. So like Jordan's still going to be there, but this is a more recent thing I heard.
They need. I would love for that dumbass to sell his part of the team. I'm so done with this guy. He's the biggest hypocrite in the fucking world. I'm the ultimate winner, and I'll do whatever I can to be the winner, but I'm going to send Kemba Walker a lowball offer. Fuck you. You don't do what you need to do to win. You just keep on signing assholes like Nicholas Batum to maximum contracts. And the second he fucking signed that deal, I knew Kemba Walker was gone. And so that's exactly the point. It's these fucking teams in these small markets. And watch, Zion Williamson will probably leave too. And Zion Williamson will be the king of New York. He's going to be the
Why?
One.
Why would
Zion.
He just got drafted?
Wait a second.
I know.
I'm
just saying years from now, the Pelicans aren't going
to
figure it out.
If he comes, it'll be when he's over the hill. That's what the Knicks get.
This is the deal. The Knicks always get, like, stars when they're, like, almost at their end. Or they get a star and they don't really have enough of a supporting cast and they mess it up.
When's the last time the Knicks actually had a quote-unquote star?
They just had
I'd say Carmelo Anthony and Amari Spencer.
I wouldn't count Carmelo Anthony as a star, though. Carmelo Anthony is
a guy who's
actually
in the face
of the franchise.
He was a star.
Wait a second, Carmelo Anthony could have been like in the top three
first,
in MVP
first,
voting the year they won 54 games.
How
could you say
that? Melo was a star in the sense that he's a very good player at a point in his career, but he's not a star in the sense that he is
that he
one of the best five players in the league at a given time. He was a very good player.
I wouldn't put him...
Well, Can I say something here? Carmelo Anthony was sensational in that one season that they won the 54 games with Woodson. He was sensational,
he was great
in the playoffs against Indiana, but they didn't have enough. They didn't get it done, and Chandler was hurt.
No, because you need players around people. You need.
Teams
in order to win championships.
No, that was the one thing. They had players, but they were all over the hill veterans, though.
Most of the players were old and they were hurt. So, like, Jason Kidd was like brittle and was on his last legs. Tyson Chandler was hurt. He had a messed up back and got outplayed by Roy Hibbert. That's still painful. Prigioni was like done. They had too many guys.
That was
Prigioni's
first season, though. He was good. He was a good defensive Smith. Player.
And J.R. Smith was their second option, man. It's still pretty disappointing. It's disappointing.
He actually had a great year, J.R. Smith. He was the sixth man of the year that year, but then he started going crazy.
What do you mean J.R. Smith isn't good enough? J.R. Smith isn't good. I mean, LeBron had J.R. Smith. He wasn't good enough.
Yeah, but what was J.R. on the Cavs, though? J.R. was like their fifth option. I mean, that makes a whole lot more sense than being the second option.
No. If you're a star, you can win with these players, you know?
No, that's a superstar. Carmelo Anthony was a star.
How many superstars really are there? I mean, unless, especially, and that, most of these guys, they want to play off each other. You know, it's just different. I'm not gonna get into the whole superstar. They want to have super teams. Let them have super teams. I thought
Carmelo Anthony was great on Denver. He led Denver to the Western Conference Finals in the Pac West at the time. I guess Blake
did.
Yeah, at the age of 24. Nobody talks.
He
about
carried
that.
Them.
Yeah. How come?
That was in 2008,
that doesn't
I think.
Count. Lakers were better. They were better.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, I don't know. Maybe we're. Yeah, I feel like the Melo thing is strange, to be honest. Because it's like, yeah. All right, he's flawed. And yeah. He liked to isolate. He was the isolation man. Which is why JPG hates him. And but hey, Melo could score in a variety of ways.
5 minutes, JPG mention.
What is this, Pee Wee Herman Murder of the Day?
I don't know what the heck it is.
That's right. It's the 5 minute JPG mention message, so everybody knows.
I mean,
everybody
didn't say the word. Huh?
What do we know? I'm confused. Like, everybody knows what?
About what?
If you don't know, now you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Dan Biggie Smalls. Daniel Smalls.
That was Rob, I thought.
Yeah, no, that was definitely Dan. No, that was definitely Rob.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, man. It might have been Rob. It might have been Dan.
That might have been Jeff. Jeff, what do you mean?
Man,
yep.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all going to laugh for like 5 minutes, man. You don't even get it down right, man. I tell you what. It's just fucking ridiculous. I was playing Madden here for a moment, and I heard that voice, and I was like, that's not Jeff.
By the way, Dan, you see that De Blasio's daughter, her haircut?
Man, I didn't see De Blasio's daughter. What I did see is Patrick Mahomes win the Super Bowl this year, man. Y'all gonna last about 5 minutes for that one?
Do you see the way her hair is, though?
Who would have their hair?
Man, let me tell you what. De Blasio's daughter, or whatever, whatever that is. I think it's a hermaphrodite, and I love hermaphrodite trainers.
Yeah, but I was going to say Bert from Bert and Ernie, you know, they have the same haircut style. You like
oh
that?
God.
I like the name, Dan?
That's the J and F line.
Holy crap.
That's why I looked that thing up the other day.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dan, that Ravishing Rick Moranis thing was great.
Why, thank you.
It was
when you licked that up, I was looking at that for a while, and I just was like, oh, God. Oh, dear.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
That's right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the No Go Sports Show. I am your host, Steve Bryce Sanborn.
What on earth is going on?
I don't know, Derek. What is going on? I don't understand. I don't get it.
I don't.
If Dan does that tomorrow on Bruce's show, that would be like the best. That would be the best ever. No Sports.
What? Which one?
I am your host, Evil.
Well. Just,
I totally forgot about Evil Brian Sanborn that Dan does. It's been years. Like,
I
don't forget about much.
Good
evening. I am your host, Evil Brian Sanborn.
I actually put Evil and John Sterling for a second.
What?
I actually thought he was doing John Sterling for a second.
Why, if I knew all about it, I could probably do the John Sterling impersonation. But that would require me to go down to NYY Steakhouse and get a wonderful porterhouse steak for the price of $149.99. And also for your New York Yankees tickets. That since the Yankees are not going to be playing this year, and it's really
it looks like it,
folks. we would normally give you a refund, but I just felt that it was better use for you to spend all your money as a credit for all the Yankees merchandise and all the NYY Steakhouse. And ladies and gentlemen, enjoy a 40-ounce filet mignon. Yes.
Who's clearing their throat like that? It's 40-ounce
filet mignon topped with asparagus and mashed potatoes. And it's for a special price of only $149.99. $20.
But wait, there's more.
Oh.
But wait, there's more.
Normal price.
But wait, there's more. Billy Mays here.
But, oh, wait, ladies and gentlemen. I just heard that there was more. I will personally get Derek Felix, one of the best New York Yankees fans, Mets fans, Pirates fans, Red Sox fans.
Come on.
And I'll make sure that he gets the have a conversation with you, and for a special amount of $69.99, Derek will even let you call in on the show.
Yeah, we've got ratings galore, baby. We've got luscious shrimp cocktail, Yankee Stadium style.
Everybody, why do you think that these people are calling the show right now? They've partaken
we know each
in
other?
The $69.99 special.
I don't know why.
Because we know each
know.
Other. That's
I don't. Hey guys, I don't know what's going on in the show. Because it doesn't evolve around me right now. So I'm just going to say stuff like that so that I could get my voice to be heard. I love my voice. I love it. I love it. I love it. I
does
even go
you?
Back. I even. No, silly boy. This is the GQ. This is GQ.
I remember you
saying
that.
And Justin, you gotta reach deep inside and grab the glory that's inside of you.
Grab the glory.
Beyond the
glory.
Oh, man.
Squeeze the juice out.
Beyond the Glory. I remember that show on Fox Sports.
That used to be a pretty good show, actually. Yeah, I mean, it was
Beyond
a good
the
show.
Glory. That's when Behind the Music was coming out, too. So it was like, you know, just behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Derek, when you went back and listened to a old show of yours, did you bring the like a lubricant so that you can jack off to your voice?
Lubricant. With no lube, Dan.
I don't remember doing that, so I'm sorry to disappoint you.
It's another Thanksgiving blackout.
I don't know what to say. I don't know how to respond to some of this stuff. This is bizarre.
You're bizarre.
Well, I mean, I am bizarre. I'll admit that. I'm definitely different from most people.
Derek, you're going to be the first person that has, you know, how in websites they have like buttons to like their Twitter account, their Facebook account, and Instagram. You're going to be the first one that has buttons for 20 stupid things. Twitter,
button.
Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, Zanga.
You know those small red buttons that those red buttons they sell in Staples.
The easy button.
Yeah, the easy buttons. Yeah. We don't have any of those here for some reason.
Well, that was easy. Is the Rob Davis on the show still?
I think he passed out.
Yep.
Man, the robe.
Retirement robe.
The retirement robe.
It says that he's still on the show, but I don't think he is. It says he's still on the switchboard, though.
Man, falling asleep on the show is hip.
Rob has the
song
111.
What?
Rob?
What'd you say? No, it's late, though, so it's like, you know.
What?
What? There he is.
What?
What? I fell asleep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, really.
Did?
I did fall asleep.
You know,
I was just telling Dark we played here anyway, so it's like, you know, it's not a big deal.
Oh, man.
I wish I could fall asleep doing a show. That would be nice.
Yep, well,
but I haven't
that's what
done
I'm going to do now. So, you know.
Hey, Rob. Rob.
What's up? What's up?
You know, the... I wanted to say something. I was going to say something funny, but I forgot what I wanted to say.
Oh, man, every show.
It's always good.
I'm joking.
I have not brought up him that much. I mean, come on, stop already.
Yeah, you have. Maybe you need to listen to your show again and bring the lube.
Maybe you should just have your own show, man. I don't know.
Yeah, my own show. I love shows.
What are we gonna do our first wrestling show and talk about Le Champion, Chris Jericho?
Oh, Derek, you want to wrestle, big boy?
BZO?
Yeah, I challenge you to a thumb wrestle, a king of the top thumb wrestle.
I'm challenging you to a Judy Bagwell on a pole match.
Oh, my God. I hope to never see anything like that ever again.
That was a real
well,
match.
tough shit. You're going to see it again.
Why do you think he would say that? Yeah. This is from the mind of Vince Russo.
Vinny Roo, baby. I am not. I am. No, I haven't.
I mean, he hasn't really brought him 5 minutes. You're the one who first brought him up. But I won't reveal your sources, though. Don't worry.
Reveal the source. Justin, reveal that source.
Oh, the Shockmaster and the Black Scorpion.
Yes. The Shockmaster.
How dumb. Oh, my God.
Let the Shockmaster.
Whoa. It sounds like the Shockmaster got possessed by demons all of a sudden.
That's right, Justin. You would be a bad boy. And you're going
that's
to
even
hell.
Too deep for me. That voice is too deep even for me.
I don't know what to think about the Shockmaster, but it just gets creepier and creepier. So, yeah.
You've been a bad boy this year. Justin,
that's
Felix.
Better. I know.
What did he do?
Could you say this in the Shockmaster voice, Dan? Say this in the Shockmaster voice. Say this in the Shockmaster voice.
He sold his FBI computer. He sold it.
Say something to the spanking in the Shockmaster voice.
Photograph. God.
What? What's wrong?
I'm looking at this photograph in our chat room. I don't
know. What photograph?
What the hell?
What photograph?
What the hell? Seriously?
What?
Why is there a picture of fire? What is going on? Is that like
you
a Brian Sanborn doing? Is that Brian's doing
you sent
that,
that
photo? What?
You said that, though.
I know. I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know.
Well,
why would you send that?
Robert Davis sent that picture on there. Robert Davis did this.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, okay, yeah. I,
yes.
I know what you were, two guys were referring
yeah,
to.
Yeah. I meant that's what I was talking about. I was trying to figure it out.
It said no more Chinese, what does it say? No more Chinese what?
No more Chinese anything.
Yeah, and then it shows the swastika with
I don't like the name of the chat. It needs to be changed to something nobody understands.
No.
Yes. What's that music? Why do I hear NFL films?
I don't know.
Michael Lupita. Mike Lupita.
So
what the hell?
So when that day comes, Derek, and you go to hell along with all of us.
Well, yeah.
So
I know.
So your punishment would be to have to listen to Mike Lupica and all these fucking people that you hate, and you would have to listen to them all day long.
I wouldn't care. Be in hell anyway.
Yeah, you would.
So if I was in hell, what's the point?
You're going to be surrounded by the hell of your life. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you will be there. You will be surrounded. JPGs. Roar. To drive you crazy.
Look, it doesn't matter where he is. I can't escape him in his rage. Anger.
You're the one with the anger.
I don't have
the major
anger.
Anger.
It's more like bewilderment that Teodorio like continues to push these envelopes.
Are you ready for your chat tomorrow with your loved John Genorio? You love it. You crave it. You yearn for it. You lust for it. As far as your wrestling show goes,
yes,
I think Saturday would be a good day, because on Saturday all the wrestling is finished for the week.
That's,
so we can bloody talk about all the wrestling.
Yeah,
I know.
A good idea. That sounds like a plan to me.
I'm burning the special, knowledgeable specialist, JNF.
Was there anything good that I missed on AEW this week? I only saw like the end where Jungle Boy, Perry's son, had that really good wrestling match against Cody. Was there anything good?
I haven't seen the tele match. I heard that it was a pretty decent show.
Yeah.
And Raw and SmackDown now have plexiglass around the ring, and it looks like a bloody hockey match.
They do, don't they? Yeah.
I actually
What's that
like
all about? You do?
Yeah. Make it like a hockey game. Throw bitches on there. And then one day the plexiglass is gonna break. And some fans are gonna sue the shit out of them. Yeah.
That sounds like a Vince McMahon thing to do.
Yeah, I can't do the Vince McMahon one. That's a hard voice to do.
It's late, man.
You're
I
late.
I need to add some waves to this thing. I don't know. I have to add some stuff.
I'll add some stuff.
What, like?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what this is missing? Leonard Cook.
JPG. It's missing JPG. JPG, 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 JPG! JPG!
Are you going to keep pushing this thing?
This is what friends do. We all push each other's buttons. It's okay. I'm not serious about this shit. Jesus.
If he's mentioned anymore, he's gonna think that he's like he's more famous now that he's not part of the show than what he was when we had the Peyton Manning prank.
Oh man, I still think you missed your opportunity.
I did. I did.
You should have went on the fucking show or called.
I should have. I should have went on the show and I should have given them the business. That's what I think.
Well,
but
the thing is, the thing I'm joking. Honestly, I'm joking because here's what it is. It's controlled by Howard Stern, and Howard Stern.
What's controlled by Howard Stern? What's controlled by Howard Stern?
His show.
His show. So
oh, okay.
What would happen? So what would happen is it would just. I joke around with it, but
ooh.
That was
yeah.
the right call because all he would have done is just
troll.
Would have just dug it in more and would have made more of the joke about it. So you did the right thing.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Because normally you would. Old Derek would have probably went on that fucking show and went
ape shit
and would have been
no.
It would have been worse.
No, when I read the way it turned out, I was like, God, how lame! It just turned me off. I just thought it was lame. To be honest.
Well, you know, he is a pretty lame person, but you know, unfortunately,
wasn't always.
The thing is,
well,
is he's made a lot of money off of that lameness. So,
well, I mean,
good for him.
Because he actually used to have a fastball. You know, it seems like the older these shock jocks get, they just most of them lose it. They don't have it. They don't have that passion or whatever you want to call it, that edge or whatever. Like the you know what it's like? It's like the Eye of the Tiger in Rocky III. Get that Eye of the Tiger back. The Eye of the Tiger.
The funny thing is they did not pick this. Either they knew John was being sarcastic and they were spinning it in a different way. Or they were just completely fucking stupid, and because John was obviously being sarcastic.
When you re-listen to it though, and you hear John, I mean, it almost makes it seem. They did a good job with the editing. You know, shows like that can do that. They're very good. They could make it seem that way. Like you know, they did. Yeah, editing when you can edit that way. You can that way.
Do you still have that show, Derek?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I got it.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's on YouTube for crying out loud. It's like, you know how many views it has? Like, probably 200,000.
Well,
whatever.
It's Howard Stern.
We did a response to that. To their little thing, and we just like mocked it. we did like a response, and we got like a lot of people to that. That was fun. It was a lot of fun.
It was unique. When did you find out that it was related to Howard Stern?
When? When I was at work. When I was at work and people were looking at me, I didn't know. I really did not know. Yeah, I didn't know. That's pretty funny. That's the funniest part about it.
That's
I didn't know.
Wild.
I mean, I had a friend that, like, sent me a text or whatever, and then people at work were like talking to, like it's like what I had no idea. I didn't know.
Did you tell people at work about your Blog Talk Radio show?
I did. And they knew. They must have heard how it stirred a bit. They knew.
Oh goodness.
And they thought it was really funny how I just played it off and pretended that it was Peyton Manning. Pretty funny.
I'm actually, let me look.
I mean, all my old shows, all my old shows are on there. I mean, yeah, you could find the old ones. I mean, you gotta dig deep, whatever. Yeah, maybe what we'll do is we'll give you the password since you're gonna be part of like running some of the shows. We'll give, so you could actually dig in. You could listen to some of these old crazy stuff. We used to do a lot of old crazy shit. Think about some of the things we did. We sure did. I was comedian.
Man. Boy. People are
log off.
What?
You're still here?
I'm still here.
Okay. We got like maybe another 3.5 minutes, I think. And then the Block Talk lady is going to kick us off the air. Yeah. That's just going to kick us off the air. Man. Justin, would you have called the Howard Stern show? Or were you?
I told you to do it at the time. I told you to do
did.
It at the time.
You did tell me to do it. That's right. You did.
I said, why don't you just call?
People told me to do it at work also. They did.
I think you made the right call not doing it.
I just didn't have any interest at all.
It was the right move. All he was going to do was just bury you more.
Yeah, with his stupid, idiot, like, lame crew. I agree with you.
That's all it was gonna do.
Yeah, probably. But maybe he would have talked to you if you were like civil about it.
No, I would. Of course, I would have been civil. I would have probably had a sense of humor. I mean, like really, I wouldn't have gone in there with anything bad intentions or anything.
What would you have said anyway?
What would I have said?
Listen, Howard Stern, you motherfucker. You're not anything like KPG.
I don't know. I don't know what I would have said. I mean, it's really hard to say. It's hard to say. Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's really tough to say. But, yeah, you know, that's only 3 years ago. But 3.5 years ago, whatever it is. 3 years, 4 months, whatever. Something like that. I think so. Yes.
I think that's
pretty
it for me for tonight. I am going.
No, well, this show's about to go off the air, man. It's about to die.
So
if you have any final shots, get them in while you can.
Oh, you big stud. I'll think of a shot.
Suck it!